Now, before we really get into the sermon, I want to give you a little bit of a background here in Genesis 6. And this is a pretty famous chapter in the Bible, and a lot of people are confused about it. There's a lot of false doctrines here associated with Genesis 6. See, the Bible says in Genesis 6 that the world became a very, very wicked place. And the Bible uses this phrase, the sons of God married the daughters of men. Now, the sons of God are people that are saved. They're believers. They're people that have put their faith in Jesus Christ. A lot of people believe this is talking about angels. But if you notice in verse number 5, it said, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. See, God is angry at man here. He's going to destroy the earth because of man, not because of angels. And, you know, the reason why this is important, I mean, there's a lot of false doctrines associated with this. But, you know, we ought to know what the Bible teaches about everything. And the sons of God are very clearly believers. In John chapter 1, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So the Bible says by believing on his name, we become a son of God. And the Bible also says in John chapter 3, when Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he's explaining to Nicodemus about being born again. Nicodemus is confused about what he's saying. He says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? See, he's thinking of a physical birth. He doesn't understand the spiritual birth. And then Jesus says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He makes it very clear in verse 6 what he's talking about, because he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He's talking about a physical birth, and he's talking about a spiritual birth. Well, Nicodemus is confused about this, and he's like, how can these things be? And Jesus says to him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? You see, he expected Nicodemus to understand the concept of being born again. He expected Nicodemus to know from the Old Testament that sons of God are believers. And we today, we should definitely know. We have the entire Bible that makes it very clear that when you receive Jesus Christ, you're born into his family. We ought to know that you know, it's by believing on Jesus Christ, that's how you become a child of God. You see, people were saved in the Old Testament. They had to put their faith in the true God. They had to be born again. They had to become a child of God. But see, what we see here is the sons of God. This is not talking about angels marrying women. That's ridiculous. This is talking about believers choosing to marry women because of their looks. It says that they saw that they were fair.